All right. Well, Fred, thanks for joining me. So as the president talks about declaring this emergency declaration and has done so on Friday, what can Congress do, though, to rescind that declaration?
In order to rescind a declared emergency by the president of the United States, they have to pass a joint resolution and the president has to sign that also. So originally they didn't have to do that, but in 1985, an amendment came out where not only the Congress has to rescind it, but the president has to agree to rescind it by signing it. So the odds of anything getting rescinded that the president declares as an emergency act is slim.
All right. So how long could we expect this legal challenge to go on? We've had at least three different organizations or states, you could say, even sue regarding this declaration. So do you have any thoughts on how long this could take before this process ultimately is played out in the courts?
Well, it depends upon the Supreme Court and how quickly they want to take this up. But if it goes through the normal process, it could be all the way to 2020, the election. But the odds of someone winning and trying to claim that President Trump cannot declare an emergency, my general overview is that that is going to be slim. President Bush has done it. President Clinton has done it. President Obama has done it, and there was no issues. It's just a political issue here that they don't like what he's using the declared emergency for. That's the only difference.
All right. Well, the other big news is regarding Andrew McCabe and this whole 25th Amendment scenario or solution, I guess, that some people were having that were not fans of the president. Can you get into, though, what that all would take? And people, you throw that around like it's a very simple process, but it isn't that simple of a process if, in fact, they were to try this and go this route.
Tim, they're talking about the fourth section of the 25th Amendment. There's a number of sections that the 25th Amendment discusses about what happens if a president is incapacitated. The first issue is, what's the definition of incapacitated? It's just because someone doesn't agree with a political issue does not mean the president's incapacitated. Let's assume they believe he's incapacitated. What's the process? The process is the vice president has to agree to it, the majority of his cabinet, and then both houses of Congress have to ratify it by two-thirds vote. Very, very difficult, Tim.